So we're on Daf Ayin Hey on Aleph, and we covered the Mishnah, we started the Gemara, and we got up to, in the Gemara, I think it's the fourth line down, Tnan. And what the Gemara is trying to do now is analyze the Shita of Rav Dimi. We'll see later on the Gemara is going to reject Rav Dimi. And Rav Dimi had a quote from Rav Yannai. Now keep in mind that Rav Dimi and Rabbi Ovin were the two major transmitters or transporters of the Torah of Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And very often they quoted either Rav Yochanan or Rav Yannai. And they argued about exactly what the tradition was. And this is going to be an example in which Rav Dimi had one tradition in the name of Rav Yannai, which he brought from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as opposed to another tradition, which we'll see later on. So let's just go over Rav Dimi, so we'll be able to pick it up where the Gemara is going to reject Rav Dimi based on our mission. Rav Dimi says the following. We have the case of two chatzeros. We have the chatzer pnimis and the chatzer hachitzona. And let's say, for example, the Chitzona made an Eruv, but the Pnimis didn't make an Eruv. Both are Asuros. And that has to do with Drisas Regel. If each one made its own Eruv, Rabbi Akiva says that there's an Iser in the Chitzona because Drisas Regel Oseres, and that's even the case of Regel Amuteres Bimkoma. And Rav Dimi said, in the name of Rav Yannai, that these opinions that are quoted at the beginning of our Mishnah really reflect Rabbi Akiva, who says that regel afilu regel amutes komo ser shalomim komo. So the drisas of regel generates an isa tiltal on the outer chatzer, and it means even if the dores, meaning the member of the inner chatzer, is mutarim komo, nevertheless he generates an automatic iser of tiltal on the chitzona if the Chitzona was not part of an Erev together with the Pnimis. So that even if the Pnimis is Muteres, both Solach Hatzer, because the Pnimis had an Erev, nevertheless, they generated an Iser on the Chitzona. Unless, again, as we said before, there was an Erev between the Chitzona and the Pnimis. However, Avol Chachamim Omrim, Kishen Sheregel Amuteres Eino Seres, Kach Regel Asur Eino Seres. And the Chacham went to the other polar extreme, according to Rav Yannai, and they held that, just like in a case of Regel Muteres Eino Seres, so that means that if the Bnei HaPnimis are allowed to carry from their homes out to the Chatzer, because they made an Eruv, therefore, they don't generate any Iser in the Chitzona due to the Drisus Regel. So too, even in a case where there's an Iser Hotzah from the Bais into the Chatzah on the Pnimis, nevertheless, they don't generate an Iser Hotzah on the Bnei HaChatzer, where they do with the Drisa. And that would mean that since the Bnei HaChatzah Chitzona made their own personal Erev, that Erev is reliable. So according to the Chachamim, in the case where the Chitzona made the Erev and not the Pnimis remains Asura because they don't have an Erev. The Chitzona remains Muteres because they have an Erev. And the Pnimis does not generate any sort of Iser on the Chitzona because even a Regel HaSura Bimkoma Eino Ser Shalom Bimkoma, according to this version of Rav Dimi. And it would seem from Rav Dimi that there are only two opinions. There's Rabbi Akiva, who says that li'olam, we always apply Drisus Regel Oseres. And then we have the principle of Chachamim. The view of the Chachamim is the li'olam Drisus Regel Ein Oseres. And Rav Dimi is not allowing at this point for some sort of middle of the road Shita, which would say that it all depends on whether it's a Regel Oseres or not. So that's what I call the black and white Shita. So the Gemara raises the following Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah, and let's learn our Mishnah carefully. It says in our Mishnah, Erev Achitzon Ovelo Pnimis, Shtein Asuros. So it means that Drisas Regel generates an Iser on the Chitzona when it's a Regel Hoseres Bimkoma, and that busts up the Erev of the Chitzona. And the implication here is that if both the Chitzona and the Pnimis had made an Erev, each one respectively, then everything would be Mutter, because it would be a Regel Hamutares Bimkoma and Hoseres. Is money. Our Mishnah, according to Rav Dimi, doesn't work out according to anybody. Why? Because Ilema Rabbi Yekiva, my Iria, Regel Asura, Fil Regel Mutaris Nami. Why did the Mishnah have to tell you that the Pnimis did not make an Eruv? Even if the Pnimis had made an Eruv, Rabbi Yekiva would still insist that it would break up the validity of the Eruv of the Chitzon because of Jesus Regel Oseres, even though it's Mutaris Bimkoma. And El Avder Abonon, just 1 second. Yeah, is Afilu Regel Muteres. So again, even if the Pnimis had made an Eruv, it would still generate an Isa on the Chitzona. As the next part of the Mishnah is going to quote, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, in the case of Eruv Zuliatz and Zuliatz Akiva Oser Achitzona. So why then does the Mishnah say that Erev Chitzona Velo Pnimis, implying that if the Pnimis had made an Erev, it would make a dent of a difference. El Alav Rabbanon. Now what that means is that now, if we've rejected Rabbi Akiva in interpreting this Mishnah, must be the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon is saying that Regel Asur B'mkomo, Sarah Shalom B'mkomo, the Erev for the Chitzona is completely undermined and invalid. Why? Because there's a regular Oseres in the Pnimis, and that's against Rav Dimi. He writes, "Hello, ha'im ein la'asik v'kach ha'reisha shehutzrach k'dei l'vayres d'ascha choma cholka Rav Yekiva sovim sh'regel asur v'mkoma v'edah sh'lo v'mkoma v'sh'lo k'dei Rav Yana." Rav Yana says that even if it's a regular Oseres v'mkoma, the Chacham maintain that it's nevertheless ein Oseres sh'lo v'mkoma. And according to Rav Dimi, in Lo Irva Pnimis, if we reject Rav Dimi, then in the case of Lo Irva Pnimis, which makes the Pnimis into regular Oseres, is Oseres Halachitzona. And that's why the Mishnah says that Shtein Asuros, because Lo Irva Pnimis is regular Asur B'mkoma, Oseres Shalom B'mkoma, can't be Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, even if the Pnimis had made an Eruv, it would nevertheless, it's an absolute Aloch of Regel, Oseres Shalom B'mkoma. And if on the other hand it's the Rabbanon, then you see that the Rabbanon hold that the reason why the Chitzona is Asur is because Lo Pnimis, that the Chatzah Pnimis did not make an Eruv, and therefore it's a Regel Asur of B'mkoma, Oseres Shalom B'mkoma. So my answer is, Li'olam Rabbi Akiva. Truth is that although Rabbi Akiva didn't have to mention the words Velo Pnimis, because even if the Pnimis had made an Erev, it would make a dent of a difference. The Erev for the Chitzona would still be invalid. But Rabbi Akiva Lozu Afzu Ketani. You know, it's the organization or the sequence in the Mishnah should be understood that first he wants to tell me the Poshet Adin, and then he adds a din that's more mechudosh, that's more of a chiddush. So beginning he writes, Irva chitzona velo irva pnimish ne'em asuros, which means that since the pnimis did not make an eruv, it's already a regular oseres bimkoma. Now he adds, Irva zuliatzmo v'zuliatzmo, and nevertheless, the chitzona is asura, and that's a case where it was a regular muteres bimkoma, and that's called Lo Zu Afzu. Now the Gemara says, well, what is Rav Dimi going to do with the next part of the Mishnah? Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Erev Zuliatzma, Zuliatzma, Zumuteres, Zuliatzma, Zumuteres, Zuliatzma. Which means what? That since the Pnimis made its own Eruv. Therefore, that supports and establishes the validity of the Eruv of the Chitzona. Is Taima the Eruv, only because the Eruv was established for the Pnimis, which means it became a regular Muteres Bemkomo, a low Eruv, implying if there was no Eruv in the Pnimis, then Shtein Asuros, that would generate an Isra on the Chitzona because of regular Asur Bemkomo. And that is a Shita that's excluded completely by Rav Yanai. For Haitano, the Omer Regal Muteres Eino says Regal Asur Oseres, Mani Hi, which Tana is it according to Rav Dimi? You've left me with no option whatsoever. Ilema Rabbi Akiva Afilu Regal Muteres Nami. And Ilav the Rabbanani, and the Rabbanan hold, apparently, that a regular says Mekomo Ser Shalom Mekomo, according to Rav Dimi's transmission, there is no such Shita, because the Rabbanan hold that even in a case of regular Asur of Mekomo, Eino Ser Shalom Mekomo, that Drisus Regal doesn't create an Isa to undermine the validity of an Erev. So this is against Rav Dimi. The Ode, and here's another reason why we're going to reject Rav Dimi, and that is be the Sefer Rabbi Akiva Reisha Nami Rabbi Akiva. Right, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the previous statement, and he generates an Isra on the Chitzona because the Drisus Regal of the Pnimis is from the fact that this Sefer is certainly Rabbi Akiva, and his name is mentioned explicitly as Reisha Lav Rabbi Akiva. The Reisha is the Chachamim, and they generate an Isra in the case of Regal Asura Bimkoma, because in the case of Lo Irva Pnimis Ishtein Asurus, meaning there's even an Isra on the Chitzona. As the Mishnah says, that in the absence, and I'm going to review it one more time, in the absence of an Erev in the Pnimis, they're both Asuros, and that's against Rabbi Dimi, who holds that according to Chachamim. It would be Regal Asur of Mkoma is Muter Shalov Mkoma. So what are you going to tell me? It's Rabbi Akiva. So what's going on over here? The Rabbi Akiva is quoted in both cases, and yet he says Kfi Shama Mishnah Shem Irvach Itzavina Shalom Kedir Rav Dimi Shama Shosa Bava He Kedas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who's arguing in the Sefer, then he's against the Reisha. And now you're telling me that the Reisha, according to Rav Dimi, is only plausible, can only be accepted in the framework of Rabbi Akiva. And that's why Loba Pnimis is Shtein Asuros. So Gemara rejects this, because you could possibly explain the Mishnah in the following way. Kula, Rabbi Akiva, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And Lozu Afsu is not enough. We're going to have to introduce another methodology. That's called Chisurei Mechzer. And the Mishnah is missing something. Hachi Ketani. Erva Zuli Atzma. Vizuli Atzma. Zumu Teres Vifnei Atzma. Zumu Teres Vifnei Atzma. And that's based on the principle of what? Of Regal Amu Teres Bimkoma. Is Eino Seres Bimakom Acher. Is Bamedvar Amurim. Why is it that there's no Isa that's generated on the Chitzonik Sha'asasa? The Pnimis made it a Daka. It added a very thin door in front of the opening between the two Chatzeros. And what happens is, once that door is such that it's very difficult to get into the door, and gain entrance into the Chatzer Achitzona, the people in the Pnimis are now virtually stuck. They're incarcerated in the Pnimis because he set up such a small door between the two Chatzeros. So now what we have is what we call Siluk Drisus Regel Min Achitzona. That's why the Mishnah says Zu Muteres Bifnei Atzma, referring to the Chitzona, because there's no longer Drisus Regel from the Pnimis to the Chitzona, because they set up a door that's very difficult to get through. Avaloa Sosa Daka, but if on the other hand the door was a very wide open door, is then achitzon asur because the drisus regel shall pnis divri Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva oser es achitzon of the drisus regel shall hapnimis. Now, as long as there was no siluk between the pnimis and the chitzon, the door is, you know, is wide open. Is therefore seres for chachom omer ein drisus regel oseres. And now we're going to learn it the way Rav Dimi learned it. And that is not whether the pnimis is muteres bimkoma or it's eno muteres bimkoma. Muteres bimkoma was the last case that we mentioned, which is erev al zuli atzma v'erev zuli atzma. But even in the absence of erev pnimis, even if the pnimis had not made an eruv, and it would therefore be asur b'mkoma, nevertheless it doesn't generate an iser on shalom b'mkoma on the chatzer achitzona. And this really refers us back to the reisha of our Mishnah, which was a case where the pnimis did not have an eruv, right? Eruv chitzona v'lo pnimis. And even in that case, it doesn't generate an iser on the chitzona, because the chachamim, only after Rabbi Akiva finished his presentation, then they jumped into the ring, and then they disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, and that's where they argued with Rabbi Akiva, even in a case of lo b'pnimis, meaning even a case where the regular pnimis is asura. The Gemara is not happy. Masiv Rabbi Barabaye vim hayu shel yechida. The Mishnah tells us at the end that if each chatzu was owned by only one person, ain't tzrichim li'arev, then there's no din for no requirement of an arev. This would have to be shitas chacham, because Rabbi Akiva holds that the pnimis always, as an absolute rule, generates an isur on the chitzona because of drisus regel. So let's be medayik from the Mishnah. Hashal rabim tzrichim li'arev. If the chitzona was not owned by a yachid, but rather by Ram, there were at least two owners that shared that outer chatzah, then they would require an eruv. And without that eruv, the bnei achitzon would not be allowed to carry out to their chatzah. It's Alma. What do we see? Regla muteres bimkoma eino seres. So we see clearly, let's just go over the cheshbon one for each one made an eruv. Yeah, none of them required an eruv, right? Because each one was a yachid. And we're going to say that everything's fine. And we'll call him Shimon. Shimon is in the chitzona. He's allowed to carry out into his chatzer. And this despite the fact that the pnimis, we'll call him Reuven, has access and passageway through the chatzer of Shimon, because we're reflecting, right? No. In other words, had it been Rabbi Akiva, then Shimon would not be allowed to carry from his house out to his chatzer because of Jesus' regal oseres. And now we're saying that in this exact situation, that if the chatzeres was shel rabim, is trichim li'arev, meaning that even the pnimis would have to set up an eruv in order to be mater the chitzon. It's not enough if the chitzon sets up its own eruv. I'm talking about a case of rabim. But if, on the other hand, the pnimis would have set up its own eruv, again, in the case of yechidim, he doesn't need an eruv, but let's say it was rabim and he made an eruv, rabim with an eruv is like yechidim without an eruv, and that would set up a regal muteres bimkoma, and that's fine as far as the chitzon is concerned. Is eno seres shalobim koma. And it's only regular surah seres. So if they're rabim, then we must have an eruv for the rabim in the pnimis. And that would mean that according to the chachamim, there is a din of regular surah b'mkoma, seres shalobim koma, not like Rav Dimi. And that's one kash there of BBS. Tviod Moshe Ravina asks another kash from our Mishnah. Shachach echa min achitzona v'lo erev. So one of the people from the outer courtyard failed to join in the erev. Is apnimis uteres v'chitzona asura. Which means that the fact that the Eruv for the Chitzona is invalid, has no impact on the Pnimis. But Shachachach Mina Pnimis, the Mishnah says that if one of the members of the Chatzah Pnimis forgot to join the Eruv, Ishtein Asuros. Okay, so Ishtein Asuros makes sense because it's a regular Asura Bimkomo, Ser Shalom Bimkomo. Yeah, but who's that going to work out with? Is Taima the Shachach, right? The reason why both Chatzeros are Asuros is because one of the Pnimis forgot about the Erev. He did not participate in the Erev. Hello, Shachach. Had he not forgotten, had he been an active member of the Erev, Ishtein Mutaros, since every single member of the Chatzah Pnimis was alive and well to participate in the Erev, that makes it into a regel amuteres bimkoma. Therefore, when the chitzona sets up their own eruv, there's no reason to generate an isur on the chitzona because the regel of the pnimis is a regel amuteres. I'm a regel amuteres in oseres v'regel asur oseres, which again is against Rav Dimi because Rav Dimi says that bimanafshach. Either it's Rabbi Akiva who holds that even a regel amuteres bimkoma oseres, or it's the Chachamim would hold that even a regular Asura Bimkoma is not Oseres. And therefore, at this point, the Gemara feels that at a juncture, at a turning point, and they have to find an alternative tradition in the name of Rav Yanai. In other words, it's no longer the tradition of Rav Dimi, but rather, it's the alternative tradition of Ravin. Elikiyasa Ravin, Omar, B'Shem Rav Yanai, Shalosh Machlokas B'Dovar, there's a three-way Machlokas. Number one, there's the Tanakamu holds, De Regal Muter Seino Sergus Oseres. In other words, if the Eruv of the Chitzona was set up, but the Erev of the Pnimis was not set up, then they're both Asuros, because the Drisus Regal of the Pnimis generates an Iser on the Chitzona, until the Chitzona invites the Chatzah Pnimis to join in one single Erev. But in the absence of that, and since the Pnimis did not make its own Erev, it becomes a Regal Asur B'mkoma, Oser Shalom B'mkoma. That's one Shita. And that means that we don't have to, interpret the Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva, because when the Mishnah says Erva Zuliatzma v'Zuliatzma, and it says Zumuteres lifnei Atzma, which implies that if they hadn't had an Eruv, let's say the Pnimis didn't have an Eruv, they would both be Asuras. That's the Tanakama, and the Tanakama's position is that if it's a regular Asur b'mkoma, Asur shelo b'mkoma. And we're not going to say that Kula Rabbi Akiva he, as we did earlier, because we certainly have smooth sailing to introduce the Chachamim and say that it's only Mutter in the Chitzona because Zubifnei Atzma, each one made its own Erev. Had the Pnimis omitted an Erev, then it would be Osir in the Chitzona, and we don't need Rabbi Akiva for that. That's the Tanakama. And when the Mishnah says that if one of them forgot to join the Mechitza, to join the Eruv. For example, one of the members of the Chatzah Pnimis did not join the Eruv, then Shtein Asuros. And once again, we don't have to introduce Rabbi Akiva, because even the Chacham would hold that Regel Asur B'mkomo, Ser Shalom B'mkomo, so if one of the Pnimis had forgotten to participate in the Eruv, that undermines the Eruv of the Pnimis, and now the Drisus Regel of the Pnimis and the Chitzon is going to undermine the Erev of the Chitzona if they didn't have an Erev together with the Pnimis. And when the Mishnah says that if they're both Yechidim, then they don't need an Erev, implying that if they were Rabim, they would need an Erev, that's also Rabbi Tanakama, because in order to get a Heter on the Chitzona, you need a Heter on the Pnimis. Now we have another Shita, and that's Rabbi Akiva Sar Filu Regal Muteres Oseres. Then we have the Rabbanu Basroi, the Chachamim in the last part of the Mishnah, Savri, Kishen Shregel Muteres Ein Oseres, Kach Regel Asura Ein Oseres, the other extreme, that even a Regel Asura does not does not generate a nis. Finally, the Mishnah says, Nasnu eruvan b'makom echad v'shachach echad b'emen ha'pnimus b'emen ha'chaitzos lo erev shteyan asuros. So now we're going to focus on a phrase here in the Mishnah, which is a little bit ambiguous. It says, Nasnu eruvam, quote, b'makom echad, end of quote. What exactly does that mean, b'makom echad? I mean, it could have just said, Nasne Ruvam, but Shachach Echad. Well, what's B'makom Echad? Om Rav Yudom Rav, what the Mishnah has in mind about their placing their Erev Bechitzona. In other words, the Erev was deposited in the Chatzer, amongst one of the Bnei HaChitzona, and therefore, even the Pnimis is Asura. Again, even though it was one of the members of the Chitzona that forgot to participate in the Eruv, nevertheless, the Pnimis is also Asura. Again, when we say Asura, we don't mean that if they had their own separate Eruv, you know, cutting out the Bnei Chitzona, that they would not be allowed to carry from their homes into their chutz. It's just because one of the members of the Chitzona forgot to participate in the Eruv. That's not Shayach. But what we're talking about here is when we need one Eruv to connect these two Chatzeros, and here we need all the members of these two Chatzeros as one entity joining in an Eruv. So we need all the Bnei HaPnimis and all the Bnei HaChitzona. And we're talking about a case where Shachach Echad Mehem. So let's talk about Shachach Echad Mehem. One of the Bnei Achitzona forgot. That's what Rav Yudom Rav is focusing on. And the Pnimis is Asura, even though it was one of the Bnei Achitzona who forgot. And the reason for that is So again, let's go slowly here. If the Eruv was placed in the Chitzona, which means with one of the members of the Chitzona.
Leave the air conditioner on.
Please. Okay, so now what happens is that one of the Bnei Chitzona failed to participate in the Eruv. Now, we have here a concept called Siluk. I'm going to explain that in this case, Siluk is not operative. But what would Siluk have accomplished if it would be effective? Right? That's always like you have a negative sign and then brackets, right? And so what's inside the brackets? That the Pnimis would now be Misalek, that's called Siluk itself, from the Erev with the Chitzona, and let them use that Erev. Just 1 second. Ulishtalmesh bi eruv rakavur bneach chatzera. Oh, chatzera with a mapakei. Sorry. In other words, since all the members of the Pnimis joined unanimously in this eruv, then let's just drop the chitzona. Let's just drop them out of the eruv. And now we have a perfectly valid Eruv for the Pnimis, so that we and the Pnimis could carry out into our Chotzer, and we'll be Misalik ourselves from the Chotzer Chitzon. We'll cut off our relations with them. So the answer is they can't do that. Why? Because what do they want to do? They want to validate the Eruv for the Pnimis, as if it was exclusively their Eruv, by cutting out the Chitzona. They can't do that because the Eruv is Munach B'Chitzona. If the Erev is inside the Pnimis, that gives them two possibilities. Either they could join together with the Chitzon in that Erev, and just the Erev is deposited in the Pnimis, or they could decide, you know what? As a fallback position, if we're having a headache, if we're having trouble with the Bnei Achitzona, then let's accept this Erev and validate it for ourselves. And they have these two options. Again, only on condition that the Erev is there, munach bepnimis. So the Shichicha, the one who was not part of the Erev, was one of the Bnei Achitzona, and that's not going to generate an Isa for the Pnimios to carry from their homes into their own Chatzer, because here Siluk works. They can be Masalik themselves with Chitzona and their big shots, because they can fall back on their own Eruv by cutting out the Chitzona, and with regard to their own Eruv, they have unanimous participation, and the reason for that is because they're holding on to the Eruv. So again, the mechanics of it is that the decision has to be made where the Eruv is going to be deposited. And the long-range repercussions here of this question is that if the decision was made that the Eruv was deposited in the Pnimis, then the Pnimis has a right, if need be, to monopolize, to grab, seize, you know, hold of this Eruv and make it into its own Eruv for the Pnimis. And that's, shall we say, symbolized or represented by the fact that the decision was made that the Eruv would be left in the Pnimis. And Yecholahi Listalik Min Achitzona, and the reason why they're going to be Misalik from the Chitzona and validate this Eruv, because now this Eruv could serve as an Eruv for the Pnimis. So it's really interesting. This Eruv is a what phrase can I use? It has two faces. It could either be seen as an Eruv combining together the two Chatzeros, but at the same time, it has within it a kind of a potential Eruv that's below the surface, and that's an Eruv for the Chatzer HaPnimis itself. But under what conditions, under what circumstances will we allow the Eruv to, instead of serving for both the Pnimis and the Chitzona, to combine them, it remains dedicated in a singular way to the Eruv HaPnimis if the Eruv is Munach in the Pnimis? That's what Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying over here. Umay karile makom echad. So you remember that we were perplexed by two words in the Mishnah, and it says that nasnu eruvam b'makom echad v'shachach, etc. Is makom echad means makom amyuchad l'shteihem. So now, the word makom, the phrase makom echad, is referring to the chatzer achitzona. And how do I know this according to Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of the halachic logic? Because the Mishnah says that nasnu eruvam b'makom echad. It says that it matters not which member forgot about it. Shtein asuros, it says in the Mishnah, that can only be because makom echad is referring to the chitzona. And you may ask, well, that's a stretch. I mean, why does makom echad refer to the chitzona? And the answer is because that's a makom amyuchad l'shtehen. The Mishnah uses that acronym to refer to the chitzona. And why is it a fitting? Why is it a good fit, a good choice? Because the Pnimis uses the chitzona, and of course the chitzona uses the chitzona, and therefore it's a makom echad hamiyuchad l'shtehen. So again, Rabosai, this last line of makom echad makom yuchad l'shtehen is just a long form, and the short form of is it that makom echad is chitzona, meaning take out the words makom echad and just cross them out, and instead plug in the word chitzona. and it means Nasnu e Ruven bechitzona, and there's no way that the Pnimis could be Mesalik themselves from this Eruv and claim the Eruv for themselves because they don't have the Eruv in their Chatzah. The Eruv has to be located in that Chatzah that's going to be Mutah through the Eruv. And here, if the Pnimis wants to be Mesalik themselves and say, well, look, you guys are making trouble in the Chitzona. One of your Bnei Chitzona has forgotten. And that's going to torpedo and undermine the whole Eruv. So you know what? Go fly a kite. We're going to be Mesalik ourselves. We're going to break away. You know, like the Confederates, or I don't know which state. We're going to break away. Quebec, right? We're going to break away. And we're gonna say, you know, we are our own chatzah. And this Eruv is now going to serve us for our chatzah, so that at least we will be able to carry out into our chatzah. And that's what the Pnimis are yelling and screaming. Well, the answer is, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that our Mishnah adds the words Makom Echad, cross that out, and plug in Chitzona. So therefore, Nasan Eruvim Bechitzona, then there's no way that you could validate the Eruv Pnimis and be let the Pnimis be Mesalik themselves from the Chitzona. And the reason for that is because they cannot be a valid activated Eruv for one Chatzer if the Eruv is not in that Chatzer. So he writes that im ha'shicha hi shel echem nei ha'chatzero v'apnimis, right? This case is where the shicha was that we were discussing in Rabbi Yehuda Marav. The shicha was on the part of one of the bnei hachitzono. If one of the bnei apnimis forgot to join the eruv, then l'chora it wouldn't matter one bit, according to Tanakama, where the eruv is. In such a case, kula masuros. What do I mean? Mimanafshach. Since one of the bnei apnimis forgot to join the eruv, then the eruv for the pnimis is not going to be valid. And once the eruv is not valid for the pnimis, then the Tanakama holds, if you remember, this is not the Rabbanan at the end of our Mishnah, but the Tanakama at the beginning of our Mishnah, that regel asura bimkomo, ser shelo bimkomo. And therefore, it would matter not where the Erev is. For example, let's say the Erev was in the Chitzona in this case. Then the Chitzona cannot rely on that Erev. It cannot be a valid Erev. Why? Because you have the regular Sura Bimkoma of the Pnimis. I mean, again, the Pnimis could have had a valid Erev if one of the Chitzona had dropped out. But if the Shicha was one of the Bnei HaPnimis, then there's no way, no how, that the Erev could be valid for the Pnimis. So that creates a regular Seres Bimkoma. And therefore, the Erev on the part of the Chitzon is not going to be a valid Erev because Erev, regular Seres Bimkoma, Seres Shalom Bimkoma. Now, you may say, well, let the Chitzona be Masalik themselves from the Pnimis. Right? Let them say, you know what? It's one of your guys in the Pnimis who forgot to join the Eruv. We're going to secede from the union, you know, and we're going to declare our own independence. And be Mesalik ourselves in the Pnimis, because it's one of your guys in the Pnimis who forgot to participate in the Eruv. Let my Eruv at least be valid for the Chitzona. And the answer is, we have a Drisus Regal problem and Regal Oseres Bimkoma, Oser Shalom Bimkoma. So the Erev of the Chitzona is Batel Mevutal by virtue of the fact that the Erev of the Pnimis is invalid because one of the Pnimis forgot to join the Erev. And again, as I emphasize, that's all according to Tanakama. It would not jive with the Sheet of the Chachamim who say that even Regel Oseres Bimkoma ain't Oser Shalom Bimkoma. Okay, now we're going to turn to Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Tanya Nami Hochi. The Gemara is going to quote a Braisa to support Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Nosnu. So the Bnei Achatzeres put their Eruv Bechitzona. Now again, if the Erev is in the Chitzona, then the Pnimis is going to be up the creek without a paddle, because even if it's one of the Bnei HaChitzona who forgot to join the Erev, and the Bnei Pnimis are yelling and screaming, we want to secede from the Union, it's not going to work because they don't have the Erev in the Pnimis. So Nasnu Eruva b'chitzona v'shachachechot b'eimen achitzona b'eimen apnimis lo'ev shtei nasuros. So it means that even the Pnimis became Asura because of the Shicha, the Chitzona. And what about Siluk? Why can't they tell the Bnei HaChitzona go fly a kite? We want to cut the umbilical cord. But the answer is because the Erev is not in their possession. So they don't have a valid Erev to rely on. However, Nasnu Eruvam b'Pnimis. Is there a scenario where even despite the Shichacha, we can still validate the Erev? Well, it depends. First, we need Eruvan bepnimis, and number two, we need Shachach Echa min Achitzona. So if we have A plus B, and the Pnimis is holding on to the Erev, and the Shichacha, you know, the source of all our problems is in the Chitzona, then secession is a very good idea. And let's declare Asila. But here's the case where Shachach Echa min Apnimis v'lo Erev. So now what we have to ask is, well, can the Chitzona be Masalik itself in the Pnimis? Is staying asuros, because what happens is you have a regular asur b'mkomo ser shelo b'mkomo. You have the drisus regal of the pnimis in the chitzona. They have passageways through the chitzona, and if the erev of the pnimis is invalid, then the chitzona, not only is the pnimis asur because they can't have an erev, because one of the bnei pnimis has forgotten to join the erev. Then Mimela, that generates an Iser on the Chitzon as well, based on Jesus' reg. However, let's say Minach Chitzon of Elo Eruv, if one of the members of the Chitzona failed to participate in the Eruv, and now we're talking about a case of Enosu Eruv Bepnimus. So then, Sila could work. But again, keep in mind that Sila could work to be Matir the Pnimis. The Chitzona, in any event, become Asura. Right? Because we're talking about it, Shachach Echa Min Achitzona. And then, Shtein Asuros. Let's just analyze that. Why Shtein Asuros? In other words, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva denies Siluk. Even in the case of Shachach Echad Min Achitzona, and the Erev is Biyad HaPnimis. Chachom Amim, Bezu, in this case, where it was one of the Chitzona who dropped out, and the Erev is in the possession of the Pnimis, Pnimis Muteres. Chitzona Asur, because they don't have a unanimous participation in that Erev. So although the Erev that would have combined all the Bnei HaChetzeres, both the Pnimis and the Chitzona, is down, it's invalid, because one dropped out, in this case, it happened to be one of the Chitzona. Nevertheless, as we said before, the Chacham Shita is that there's a fallback position. It's like an inherent, lurking in the shadows here, a second Erev, the mechanics of which to be Matir Tiltal in the Pnimis itself. And two conditions were met in order to allow the Pnimis to have an Erev. Number one, it was one of the Chitzona that ignored the Erev, and therefore the Pnimis has the right to say, I'm a Salik myself. And number two, we have in the Pnimis our own fallback Erev, as we said, because the Erev is in our possession. Rabbi Akiva denies the possibility of Siluk. We don't know why. That's going to be the sugya. But let's just get the mechanics of it. The facts on the ground is that Rabbi Akiva says that even if it was one of the Bnei HaChitzona who dropped out of the Erev, and even if the Erev is in the Pnimis has no ability to say and declare Siluk. We want our own separate independent Erev. In any event, this price that we just learned is a clear-cut proof for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehudu said that the shichacha of one of the chitzona generates on the pnimis in a case where nosnu erev chitzona, and according to chachamim, if the erev was in the pnimis and one of the chitzona dropped out, then the shichcha of one of the bnei achitzona would not generate an issa on the pnimis because they have their own independent erev built on siluk. But now the Gemara wants to know about Rabbi Akiva. Why does Rabbi Akiva deny this mechanics, this possibility that if the eruv, well, let's start the other way, that if the shichcha was one of the bnei achitzona and the eruv is located in the possession of the pnimis does not have the right to be misalik and cut themselves off from the chitzona and validate the eruv for the bnei hapnimis. Amalei Rabba Bar Chanan Labaye Maishna L'Rabbana Diyamei Pnimis Muteres Mishum De'achada Dosha U'mishtamsha, which literally means that the Bnei HaPnimis could lock the door between them and the Chitzona, which is called Siluk, and now they could have their own independent Chatzer. We closed the door, we're closed off from the Chitzona, we've made a demonstration that we are now independent, and we have the Erev in front of us, all the members of our Pnimis joined up in this Erev, and the Erev is valid. Is Rabbi Akiva Nami? What about Rabbi Akiva? We should also assume that he would accept the same logic as far as the Pnimis is Techad Dosha V'Tishtamesh. Let the pnimis close the door that links them up with the chitzona. Basically, it's almost as if, imagine on the inside of the door there was a big sign, no exit, which in a sense traps the bnei pnimis inside their own chatzer for the meshe, for the duration of Shabbos. No exit. Ah, once there's no exit, they no longer have a drisas regel on the chitzona. Just one second. And if they have no drisas regel on the chitzona, then they are a perfectly absolute separate entity. Their chatzer has no commonality, no linkage to the outer chatzer because they've closed the door, no exit. So the door blocks the pnimis from going out and using the chitzona's passageway to the Rishus HaRab. In such a case, Rabbi Akiva should certainly agree that since the Erev is found in the possession of the Bnei HaPnimis, the Erev is absolutely valid. So this is what Abaye was challenged by Rabba. Amalais, Abaye responds, Erev Margila. Okay. Eruv Margila. Margila is a conjugated verb, the noun of which is hergel. And hergel means they got used to something. So now, the Eruv is an Eruv for the Chitzona, as well as the pnimis, but it was located, it was placed in the pnimis. The setup in which the eruv of the chitzona was organized, was placed in the pnimis, that itself creates a hergel. A hergel meaning that it became like natural for the chitzona to go into the pnimis. Now, again, you might ask, what do you mean by hergel? I mean, one of the bnei chitzona dropped out and the eruv is not even valid. Okay, this Shabbos it's not valid. But last Shabbos, we had a unanimous participation in the Eruv, and there was every member of the Chitzona participated in the Eruv. That Eruv links together the Chitzona and the Pnimis in such a way that the Bnei HaChitzona now could enter into this opening and get and benefit from and get use from the Pnimis. It's therefore Hareza ke'ilu yesh la, I think means the chitzona, let's see if I'm right, drises regel ala pnimis. This is a whole new curveball, Rabosa, in the sugya. You know, we are so used to one farah, one derech, that it's hard to reorient ourselves. We're used to thinking that it's a one-way street, which means that the Pnimis has drises regel in the Chitzona. After all, the inner courtyard is obviously incarcerated. They have no way out to the Rishus HaRab. They don't have another Pesach. So it's only through the Pesach that links them to the Rishus of the Chitzona that they get out to and have access to the Rishus HaRab. We never thought for one moment that the Chitzona could generate an Isra on the Pnimis in the opposite direction because of its rights of drises regel to the Pnimis. Because as far as the Chitzon is concerned, we always get used to thinking that they have an access to Rishus HaRab with their own, you know, with their own Pesach. But now, in addition to the Pesach in the Chitzona that leads out to Rishus HaRab, we have another Pesach. We have a Pesach that leads to the Chotzar Pnimis. And now we're seeing a two-way drises regel. There's a drises regel not only from the Pnimis to the Chitzona, but from the Chitzona to the Pnimis as well. And what that means is that the Bnei HaChitzona have a hergel from one Shabbos to the next, except for this particular Shabbos where there's a problem because one of the Chitzona dropped out. But in general, when we have full participation, you know, 100% attendance, in that case, there's a drises regel now in both directions, because the two chatzeros now unite to form one rishus, allowing carrying or walking from one chatzer to the other chatzer in both directions. So therefore, hareze ke'ilu, I'll read it again, these are the key words, ke'ilu yesh la drises regel la, again, I wish he wouldn't have used the word la, but he means the chitzona, al hapnimis. Balkena chitzona oseres ala pnimis. So it's really interesting. You have an erev of the chitzona, and the chitzona becomes asura because one of the pnimis dropped out of the erev. So again, let's go. I'm sorry, if you don't mind, let me just backtrack. What was Rabba's Kashat Abaye? Rabba's Kashat Abaye was that the Pnimis should be able to consider that they don't have drises regel to the Chitzona. And just 1 second, I just want to make the calculation here. So Rabbi Akiva, sorry, I don't have a whiteboard here, so I also es apnimis asha chitzona. Oh, now I'm sorry, now I got the mathematics here. The problem that Abai is trying to address, that Rabba raised, is Rabbi Akiva, how is he going to counter against the logic, which is very compelling, of the Chacham, if the Chacham is saying that since A, the Eruv was left in the Chatzah Pnimis, and B, all the members of the Pnimis unanimously participated in that Eruv, therefore the Pnimis is Mutter, what was the logic of Rabbi Akiva? And Rabbi Akiva is offering, the way Abai understood it, a whole new perspective, and that is that the Bnei HaChitzona generate an Iser on the Bnei HaPnimis. If their Eruv that combines the two of them together is not valid, then you're left with a regular Oseres on the part of the chitzona, but what I really mean here, when I say regular oseris, the import, the punchline is that they have a drisus regal on the panemis. Why? Because last week they had a drisus regal on the panemis, etc., etc., going back to sheishis mebrachos. And the reason for that is because in the past Shabbosos, the Erev was valid, and that Erev allows the bnei achitzona to have drisus regal into the panemis, because we, as we said before, we unite and we identify this as one law, one gigantic chatzah. So Abai's answer, again to read it for a third time, is that ki'ilu yesh la drisas regal ala panemis val kein achitzono seres ala panemis. And the Gemara is so happy with this svara that the chitzona has drisus regal on the pnimis that the Gemara is going to turn around and ask why the Rabbanan assume that the pnimis is allowed to carry based on this eruv, because these two conditions were met. Number one, it was not their fault; it was one of the bnei chitzona that forgot to participate in the eruv. Number two, the eruv was deposited in the pnimis, and that created a siluk halacha. But what about this element of margila, in which there is a drisus regel of the chitzona in the pnimis? Now, I just want to mention here, there's a footnote in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm not ready for this footnote, but he says that this halacha, this principle of margila, that the chitzona gets used to using the pnimis, that's only applicable when the eruv was left in the pnimis. If the eruv was left in the chitzona, then that's not applicable. Which I don't know exactly why that's so. But I know we're running out of time, but let me just see if we can get at least one more point over here in this back and forth, the Shaka Vitaria here of Abai with Rabbi Akiva and the Rabban. And the answer is, the Amra, according to Chachamim, the Pnimis could say to the Chitzona, L'tkunesh shitavtich v'lo lavuse. No, it's, I joined in your Eruv for my own personal benefit. I'm very selfish, right? I want this Eruv to allow me to carry in my chotzer and from my chotzer to your chotzer. But lola vuse, I didn't want it for kilko, I don't want to mess up, that now I won't even be allowed to carry from my house into my chotzer. In other words, you're right, that through this joint eruv between the pnimis and the chitzona, there's an agreement, a covenant, in which the pnimis allows the chitzona to have drisus regal in the pnimis. Yeah, but the pnimis says, I'm going to only do that if it enhances my ability to carry, not only from my house into my chatzir, but also to your chatzir. But anyway, sach hakol, at the end of the day, this eruv is beneficial. But now, because I allowed the chitzona to enter into the pnimis, I'm going to serve to lose as a result? I never went and agreed to join you with you, Bnei Achitzona, in this agreement in order for me to suffer a loss. I wanted to benefit from it. And therefore, Kevin She'echad Mimcha Shachach, one of you guys in the Chitzona forgot, V'lo Yeriv, and any Mishtatef Imcha V'od V'Eriv, I don't want to participate at all in this Eriv. And therefore, I'm going to be Mesalik myself from you. And if that be the case, the Chitzona is now also separated from the Eriv of the Pnimis. And we're no longer going to apply the principle of murgelis, right, of margila, that the chitzon is murgelis to the pnimis, because the bnei pnimis has a right, they have a right to declare eineni mishtatef imcha od b'chotzer. So whatever rights you had of drisus regal in the pnimis that were given by virtue of, or were generated by the shituf here and this eruv, forget it. We're out. We know we never, under those conditions, we never agreed to join in with you as an Eruv, because the way Rabbi Akiva is saying it, the Pnimis will not be allowed to carry from their homes out into their chutz, which means the Pnimis gained absolutely nothing by virtue of this Eruv. Now, I realize our Bosai, we're in the middle of a sugya, but we ran out of time, so we'll try to make it a two-shear, one-shear. And let's just make a note of where we got up to. We're here on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, towards the top of the Amud. And we're up to Le Rabbi Akiva. How do we make that calculation? It's about 10 lines down from the top of the page, and the first word in the line is Umishtamsha.